The Quest for the Elysion Antidote. Once upon a time, in the glistening kingdom of Crystallia, there was a brave prince named Luke, whose laughter was as bright as the diamonds adorning the castle walls. But one unfortunate evening, Prince Luke fell terribly ill from a rare poison known as Elysion, casting a shadow over the kingdom. The royal healer announced that Prince Luke had only 2 days to live unless a cure was found. The entire kingdom buzzed with worry like a hive of anxious bees. The king called for a gathering around the grand fire. Nobles and knights alike huddled, their eyes reflecting the flames and their hearts heavy with concern. "We must find the silver blossom," the king declared. "It is the only known cure for the Elysion poison, but it grows far away, in the midst of the enchanted forest." Princess Lily, Luke's younger sister, stepped forward with a determined spark in her eyes. "I will go," she announced bravely. "I'll fetch the silver blossom and save my brother." Despite the dangers that lay ahead, Princess Lily's resolve was as firm as the mightiest oak in the enchanted forest. And so, with the kingdom's hopes riding on her shoulders, she set off on her noble steed, accompanied by the faithful knight, Sir Rowan. The enchanted forest was alive with and mysterious creatures watched curiously from behind the foliage as Lily and Sir Rowan ventured deeper. They faced challenges, from riddles posed by ancient trees to crossing the silver stream, which was said to reflect one's true intentions. Finally, they reached a glade where the mystical silver blossom shimmered in the moonlight. With the precious flower secured, they raced back to the castle. Time was slipping through their fingers like grains of sand. As the second day dawned, Lily presented the silver blossom to the royal healer, who swiftly prepared an antidote. With each passing moment, the kingdom held its breath until Prince Luke's eyes fluttered open and color returned to his cheeks. The kingdom erupted in joy as the bells chimed merrily to announce the prince's recovery. "You saved me, Lily," said Prince Luke, his voice weak but filled with gratitude. "You saved us all," added the king, his heart swelling with pride for his brave daughter. The kingdom of Crystallia learned that day that courage and love could conquer even the most dire perils. And so, peace and laughter were restored, echoing through the halls of the enchanted castle once more.